You're holding the new perek here, Daf Kuf Lamed. Here, Mishnah says, Hazroya v'halachayayim v'yakeva. These are the three things that you have to give to a kohen. It's called matnas kuna. On every animal, any regular behemoth chulin, so every Jew has to give away the zroya, that's the shoulder of the animal, v'halachayayim, that's the cheeks, the two cheeks, v'yakeva, and the stomach. So the Mishnah says, Noigim Boretz of Chutzlorets. Whether you live in Eretz Yisrael, whether you live in America, Chutzlorets, you have a chiyuv to give this to the Matnas Kuna, to a Kain. Befnei Abayis, Bezman, we have the Beis Migdash and Shleid Befnei Abayis, even Bezman is there. There's a mitzvah to give these things to the Kain. Ba'chulin, with a regular behema, Chulin, Avloid the Mugdoshim. It does not apply to a Korban. By a Korban, you do not have to give the Zroy of the Chayim, the Kav, let's say the Korban Shlomim, you do not have to give it to the Kain. Because really, Shoyi B'din, the Svarah should have been Oma'im HaChulin, Madach Bayit Hemes Chulin, She'enon Chayovim B'chazo V'shoik. You don't have the Chiyuv to give, let's say, the breath and the thigh to the Kohen. Like by Korban Shlomim, there's a portion of the Kohanim, which is the Chazo and the Shoik. So by regular Behemes Chulin, you don't have to give that to a Kohen. Still Chayovim B'matonos Yimuchuyiv, though, to give the shoulder and the cheeks and the stomach, is so kodeshim by korban. Let's say by korban shlomim, shechayovim bechazor v'sheik. There is a mitzvah to give the breast and the thigh to the kohen. So really, ain't a din in the svarah to say shechayovim b'matonis, that you should also have a chiyuv on every korban, a korban shlomim, even to give the zroya lechayim and the kaver to the kohen. On this Talmud Amar, the pasuk says the eten oisam liyawin akoin labonov. Only what the pasuk is talking about when it says v'yeten loy v'yeten oisam. Rashi says v'chazov v'shoiksiv. This is talking about a korban, that by korban shlomim the pasuk says you have to give the chazov, the breast and the thigh, to the kohen. Says mashma oisam. Rashi says mutehu. It means only this chazov v'shoikin. You only have to give a korban shlomim only the breast and the thigh to the kohen. But v'loy dover achar, you do not have to give the zroy l'chayim v'keva. So by a korban, you don't have to give these matanas to the kohen. But by regular behem eschulun, you would have to. So it's a question, does the man azir, has anybody eat the cheeks or the tongue? It's a question, the tongue should also be part of the matnas kuna. I think they say the pshat is that it belongs to a goy. The chiv matnas kuna is only if the animal belongs completely to a Jew. Usually today, there's always shutfis that the goyim own the animals. We only like buy off the animal the kosher part that we can eat. But the rest of the animal, or before, it belongs to the guy. Therefore, there's no chiv matanis today. But if a Jew owns his own animal and shechs it, he has a chiv to give the shoulder and the cheeks and the kaver to the kain. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, right, kol hakodeshim, any korban, shekodam mum kavua legreshim, that before you went to be makdashit, there was a mum kavua. So in other words, this animal is not fit to be a real korban of kedushas haguf. It's only chal ben kedushas damin, like you only meant to give the value of it to hegdish. And then v'niftu, then you appoint, you redeem it. You want to use, like you pay the value of it to hegdish. So lochu is chayovim bebechayra. When this animal gives birth, the first one it gives birth to, it has a kedushas bechayra on it over matonis. And when you shech this animal, you have a chiyuv to give the zroy lechayim the kaver to the kain. The yotz and the chulim, when you point to this animal, the pshat is it never had a kedusha saguf. It was never fit to be a korban. So it's never had a kedusha saguf. Therefore, when you redeem it now, it goes out completely lechulim, lehigodze, that you'll have to shear off the wool, or lahave, you'll have to work with it. We'll soon see lafuka the other way, we'll soon see. And v'lodon v'cholvon muta, you'll have to have a nur from its fetus, from the baby it has, or from the korban, from the milk of it. It's all muta. After you poider it, you're allowed to use it like regular chulin. And therefore, be a shecht and bachutz potter. If somebody shechts his behema outside, he's potter even before he's poider it. If somebody shechts it outside, he's potter because it doesn't have any kedusha saguf. Now, and also, v'yeinos and tumura, this animal cannot make tumura because it doesn't have kedusha saguf. V'yemeisu, let's say it dies. If you still you have a right to be appointed to redeem it, because it only has a kedushas domim, nothing more. Chutz min ha-bechor u min ha-maisa. The only animal is different if the animal itself was a bechor or the animal itself was a Meitzah, then Allah is, even though it has a Mum on it, it still has its Kedusha until you poyder it. And then you could use it only like regular Bali Mumim Sheniftu. But a Bechor and a Meitzah, they have the Kedusha on it. Rashi says, Chus Menachor Men HaMaisah, the Yafagam, even though Shekod the Mum Lehegedation, who was a Bal Mum on it first, Chal Lehem Kedushi Gemu Lechol Devrayim, El Adjash Shein, they're not Kosh Shem Ikorov, the Bechor goes by, the Bechor Rashi says, Berechem Tal Rechmon, it's all came out of the mother, the womb first. Let's make a difference whether it's a Tam, or whether it's a Bal Mum, it has its Kedusha. Just if it's a Tam, it's Korov, it's a Bal Mum, it's Nechol HaKayim. Yeah. Rashi says, "A ma'aseh bei menam miksib bei hu asiri yia kodesh that lo yivake bein toiv l'ra means toiv haino toiv, ra haino ba'mum. Even though the animal has a ba'mum, still by ma'aseh, when you count it to number 10, the 10th one is kodesh, even though it's a ba'mum. And that one, if it has a ba'mum, it can't be makriv it, but it has the kedusha on it yet." Now the Mishnah says, V'chol, what about other korbanos? V'chol shekodem hekdeshin es mumen. That person you amakdish is being made for korbanos, the korban shlomim, it was chal the kedusha, and for later a bal mum came upon it. Or mum oiver koydem hekdeshin. It was even before you amakdish, it only had a mum that's going to pass by, it had a cut that will heal up. So in such a case, it does not stop the kedusha. It's chal the kedusha saguf on it. Now, so once the kedusha was chal, uliyachem mikan later. No, let him mum kavua. Later was chal like a regular mum kavua on the behemoth. The niftu, then somebody's poyder it. This is called regular kodshim. It came about mum. She niflu that you are poydon. The locker is pturim in abachera. Let's say if it's a male female, so it's even though it has a kid later, the first one, it has the kedushas pachor on it. Or minamatonis when you shech this psula mekdashim, there's no mitzvah to give it to a kain. And it doesn't, even when you do redeem it, it's not completely chulin. You have no right to shear off the wool. For lehevad, by psula mekdashim, you have no right to work with them. And v'lodun v'chel ben osa, the baby that it has, or the milk that it has, it's osa. You only have a heter to eat it. That's only ochla. But you have no right to do work with it or to shear off the wool. Liacha to join them after you are paid to this. And the Yemeso Yitru, if it dies, then you can't be poyder anymore. These things you can't be poyder once they die. So Lachor is then, you'll have to bury it. Rashi says, Oy Mishum, either Mishum, to be in the mother of Aroch, has to be standing to make a mother of Aroch, or Mishum, be in poyder as a kachim, machin mechlevim. Since it's dead, it's in the veil, you can't eat it. So you want to be poyder just to give it to the dogs, you have no right to be poyder to give it to the klevim. So therefore, you can't be part of the written, and therefore it's Yipru, you have to bury it. Yeah. That's what it says. Time with the cause of Rachmon Oysam. Why do we say by Korban? There's no mitzvah smatnes kuna v'zrol l'chaim v'keva. Because of course it says Oysam, one of the chazor v'sheik. Ho Allah talking without this, have I would have thought to say, Kodshim chayevim v'matonis, yes, you have a chiyat to give the zrol l'chaim v'keva v'korban shlomim. So it says, no, ikla mifra, could ask a question. Where do you want to learn it out from? From Chulin. I'll ask you a question. Ma'aloh Chulin shekein chayavim bebechayra. A regular behemoth Chulin, its first born, has Kedushas Bechayra on it. Ma'ashenken by Korban, even its first born has no Kedushas Bechayra. Since it has no Kedushas Bechayra, maybe there's no matonis of Zerayel Chayim Bekeva. Shmuel says, Taisim is Chorim. I'll learn it out from Chorim. Chulin, a male Chulin. That there also, there's no kedushas bechor on a zohar, can't give birth, and felt so by korban for sure this should be the mitzvah. So Moshe says no, mal is chorim of chulin shekein chayovim reishis hagez. Halacha is when you shear off the wool, so you have to give reishis hagez. You have to give this matanos to a kohen. Learn the parak later about this, exactly how much wool, how much you have to shear off to give to the kohen. a korban is a mitzvah reishis hageis. Rashi says kol hashana kishu geizis soinoi nois lekayim davar mu'it, like we'll have later on. So this you don't have by a korban, you only have this by a chumen. Samura says mitayoshim, from goats. Rashi says tayoshim schorim, goats, male goats. Aimbim doesn't have loy b'chorim l'reishis hageis, doesn't have any wool. A goat doesn't have wool. Samura says no, malitayoshim the mitzvah, and once it's a korban, there's no din ma'aseh be'emah on it. Samura says miskeinah, learn how from older one, some older ones, that they don't have ma'aseh be'emah because we've already taken ma'aseh be'emah from them already. Samura says no, ma'aseh, same thing, even skeinim also. Monashach, either you took it from already, or you could still take. Rashi's malus kainim, tayoshim is kainim chulim bedinu sheichud metonish kainim glasaser. See, because still there's a parsha ma'aseh behemah. Either was taken already, or you can still take it now. But by kotchim there's no ma'aseh behemah. Maybe there's no matnas kuna. Gemara says milakuach v'yosam. I'll learn it from a case where you bought the behemah chulim of somebody else. So there's no mitzvah ma'aseh behemah. Yeah, if you buy 10 taloyim from the shuk, you put the, it's only what grows in what's born by you. Its mother died when it was born. So more we had also, it's it can't have any kedusha since it's not royal. To have kedusha, it has no ma'aseh be'emah either. That's a yosim. At the same time it was born, its mother died. So these two have no dechulin, they have no reishis hageis zochor, and they have no ma'aseh be'emah. So I learn out kotchim and kavuchim from these two. So Moshe says no. Malu lekech v'yosim shkenichnosim b'mino ledir l'shaser. Even though they themselves can, but another type of an animal like its type, whether it's a tayish, whether it's a goat or not, doesn't make a difference. But this type does go in l'dir l'saser. So again, there's some difference here. That the min of it, the goats of it, do have ma'aseh behemah. Samara says, the min in karmat, the Moshe asked the question about the min, that it has a shame goat on it, is so kotchim nami. Any type of a korban, you made it from an animal. Now that animal, that min, that species, also has ma'aseh behemah to it. So if I learn out kotchim from a yosim, from a lakuach. Now this here. So that's pshar. Without the posik, I would have thought to say that kotchim is a kal v'choim, it's chayiv and zrev l'chayim et v'keva. I will learn it out from a lakuach and from a yosim. So kamash from the pasuk no osam, oisam that a korban is only mechuyev in the shoik and the chazor and nothing else. Yeah, nothing more says it. So now let's say the opposite way. V'yehulin chayov in the chazor v'shoik. I should say now that a behemoth chulin should be chayev b'chazor v'shoik mekal v'choyma. Or ma kotchim shein chayov in b'matonis. Ma kotchim is not chayev zor lechay mekeva. Still chayov b'chazor v'shoik. If so, chulin, a behemoth chulin, which is shechayovim b'matonis, on a behemoth chulin, you have the mitzvah to give the zera l'chayim the keva to the kohen. If they have been isn't it as far to say shechayovim b'chazav b'shoik? There should be a chiyuv on every behemoth chulin, also to give the breast and the thighs to the kohen. On this, on the quote, the pasuk says no. Zeiya mishpat hakahanim, zein midachrin eloi. Says this and nothing else. Rashi says the matonas chulin. It says ze yid the dov means dov is ze noy b'chulin. But talks about the chazor, the zroya l'chayim v'kevo. Only these things, ze only these things, you have to give, nothing else. Samar says el time of the kosher rachmon is ze. Why do we say that a behemoth chulin is no mitzvah of the chazor b'shoik? Because pasuk says ze. Olaf Hoch, the Postic wanted to say the word Zer, Haramina would have thought to say, Chulin Chayov Mechazor Veshark. You want to tell me then that even a behemoth Chulin wouldn't have the Chiyuv to give the thigh and the breast to the Kayin? So, my question, why? I've a boy Tnufa. But the Chazal says, the Torah says, the parasha of Tenufa, it says that you have to lift it up and wave it, and that you don't do by behemoth or chulin. The Rashi says, the Chazal says, Tenufa of Hashem, you have to lift it up in front of Hashem. So how could you do it? More is the question, Hechlin Linufino, how could you lift it up? If you do it outside, like it's a behemoth chulin, you can't bring it inside. So if you do it chutz le'azorah, the pasuk says no, lifnei Hashem, it has to be in front of Hashem. Mashmi, you have to make the tnuf in front of Hashem. Here you don't have it. Elu my what? E gavoy.